So, as you know, I have not done a podcast in quite some time. Here in Australia, it's quite a busy time in terms of it, finishing up Halloween and heading into Christmas. I have 4 children, so there's a lot to get organised. A lot to organise through to the end of the school year, and as you know, I also homeschool, so just really, really frantic. At the same time, I've been working on a couple of Limelight clients. In addition to that, I have been working on my latest book, which is called Equilibrium. Some of you probably have heard of it and seen it online. It's the green book with the woman in the middle. I'm almost done, and the cover's been finalised, and I've had a proof sent out and everything. We're in the final stages, but we're just going through those last edits and tweaking. And this is the book that I will be showcasing at the Book Expo in 2020. So that's another big thing for me and an announcement. I will be heading back for my very last Book Expo. I'm not doing Book Expo. I'll be doing Book Con in 2020, May, at the end of May. So tickets are actually available. They went on sale a couple of weeks ago, I think, and from bookcon.com. So it'll be in New York at the Javits Center again. I will be going just this one last time because there's a lot of other, I'm always writing, but there are a lot of other things that I want to focus on in my personal life as well. But I will definitely still be writing, as I always do, and also finalizing Write, Publish, Repeat, which is a tell all about how to publish and all about the publishing industry and writing and just inspiration and everything and all the bits and pieces that nobody tells writers, and how it can make it easier for you and how to just, you know, which doors to knock on, basically. So I'm really excited about getting that project off the ground once this last novel is complete. But it is my main focus to get this complete so that I can get it up for sale and people can start talking about it before the book con comes around. So it is called Equilibrium. Just check on Instagram and on Facebook for updates. And of course, I'll come back and let you know when it will be, that it'll be up and available for you as soon as it happens. So it's very exciting. Equilibrium is actually about choices, which obviously the title leads you to think that the choices that we make and how they impact others specifically. I have an autistic child. I have 2 autistic children, actually, and 4 kids in total. And they make me think a lot about taking careful steps and how they might impact others. And it's something that you always think about as a human being, but you kind of think a little bit more in depth and differently, and sort of, you don't just think beyond how it's going to impact the person next to you, but even further than that, and how it impacts the people they know. So this group of people in Equilibrium live in a world where by the time they turn 21, they have to make a choice, and it's to eliminate something in their lives, but they can't like eliminate a life. So a lot of the choices that they make actually have them entwined and intermingled in terms of who it impacts and how it affects their own lives as well as the lives of people around them. And there's a few twists and turns. If they decide not to make this decision that the government has decided that they need to do, then they essentially are banished from society and buying goods. They can't have money, and they're basically off the grid and out of the system. And how those people come together and survive, and how they realize their decisions, you know, how it impacts them, and just how they get to the end of the journey, and they're just figuring out what's most important to them in terms of the decisions that they made, what they've lost, what they've gained, and so forth. So of course I can't give away any big twists and turns, but you know, everybody who knows my books knows that there's some sort of surprise at the end, or there's always some sort of twist that hopefully makes the book memorable but also exciting at the very least. So Equilibrium, keep an eye out. I will be talking a lot more about it, and I will be posting some videos. I may even do a reading from it, trying to do a little bit more of what I normally do, but a little bit extra and probably a little bit more creative. So I'll do my best. Of course, my other books are still in circulation. The Date Ran Forever is still my most popular book, and I want to thank readers for all the support and the sales and the encouragement and just being there and watching my journey. That's a really important part of being a writer and being encouraged to continue. You shouldn't have to. You write for the love of writing, but it is really nice to have that that fan base and that group who support you in your endeavors, no matter what you choose to do. All right, I will let you go. I'm about to pick the children up from school. Here in Australia, it is coming into summer and it is very, very hot. We have Christmas in the summertime, so we have cold food at summertime. But my husband is American, so there will be some American food on the table. Candied yams and macaroni and cheese and so forth. But yeah, a bit hot for me. So I hope you all had a wonderful Halloween, and I will talk to you very soon about all of my adventures. I love you all. Thanks again, and chat soon.